Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Monday, September 14th, 2020. Precious metal prices rose sharply Monday on bargain hunting and a weaker dollar. U.S. stocks rose amid corporate deal-making as the market tried to recover from back-to-back weekly declines. And now in the news, many of the biggest movers in commodities this year, including oil and precious metals, will continue to take the spotlight as the year draws on, according to MarketWatch. The factors underpinning gold's higher movement are still with us, said Ross Norman, Chief Executive Officer of Metals Daily. He expects gold to potentially climb as high as $2,200 an ounce before year-end for a 45% gain this year, while silver may challenge $35 at the year-end, which represents a massive 95% gain on the year. You should learn whether you're an investor or a gambler before the market teaches you the difference, reports Wall Street Journal. Stock gamblers are on the rise, but sooner or later, they will lose most, if not all, of their recent gains. Small traders shelled out $11.5 billion trading options, an all-time high and nine times last year's average, as a cheap way to try hitting the jackpot, kind of like a stock market Powerball. They advise getting help before the market cures you the hard way. The S&P 500 is rapidly becoming the S&P 5, with just five tech names now accounting for a record 23% of the S&P's market cap, reports Zero Hedge. Which is why it won't come as much of a surprise that according to Bank of America, just 10 S&P stocks accounted for more than half of the market's 7.2% return in August. This buying frenzy hit a brick wall in September, though, with record market fragility in August as a record high call-to-put ratio came crashing down in the Nasdaq's fastest correction ever. And lastly, the number of new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe over the last 24 hours has surpassed the U.S. for the first time in months last week, reports Zero Hedge. It comes as Spain, France, and to a lesser degree, Italy and the UK lead a resurgence as more businesses and schools reopen. The global death toll now has topped 901,000 people. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.